A next generation emergency network has helped cut their call time in half. The technology is being installed across the state. And a former Auburn University president has been approved to come back as its new interim president. Auburn trustees unanimously approved Jay Gouge to fill the position on an interim basis Monday. Gouge replaces Stephen Leith, who left in late June after about 2 years on the job. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. Get an entire GE counter-depth kitchen package for under $2,900. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Former high-flying financier Jeffrey Epstein was indicted on charges of sex trafficking involving underage girls.
Months worth of rain, 3 to 4 inches, fell in just 1 hour around the D.C. area during morning commute. Dozens of drivers were rescued on major highways and local roads. Some had to stand on the roofs of their cars.
In Puerto Rico, an investigation is underway to find out how a 1-year-old girl apparently slipped from her grandfather's hands from that 11-story window of a cruise ship in San Juan, landing on the dock.
The U.S. and Britain in an uproar over a diplomatic bombshell. Secret cables leaked to a British tabloid. The British ambassador to the U.S. telling Downing Street the president radiates insecurity, calling his administration inept and uniquely dysfunctional.
A jubilant U.S. Women's World Cup soccer team touchdown on American soil after their historic win in France.
4 world championships, the most ever.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry? Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, "So why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest?" He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking, or so she thought. He said, "Sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get." "Oh," she said, "but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee." Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism, but he threw another curve. "Sure," he said, "I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation." She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, "But that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button?" She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, "I would also like a yacht." Somewhat defeated, she answered, "Well, if you're not going to be serious about it." "But I am," Brad said as earnestly as he could. "I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa." "Look," she said sternly, "you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have." "All right," Brad answered, "I understand. Let everyone have a yacht." "But how?" she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. Don't bother me with that, he said. There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like. What, she asked. Two yachts. Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, it's people like you who keep socialism from working. And Brad agreed. Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance. By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, but there's still one problem. How many are there, like me? Well, not as many as you think, she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, there she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist. How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, welcome aboard, everyone. Newstalk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only and very happy Joey Clark.
Hello and good day, sir.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm on cloud nine. I'm feeling good, feeling active.
You got that little, you know what, eating grin.
I feel alive.
I feel alive.
Yeah, it's just, you know,
I tell you, let's go get a bag of ice and sit on it because it's so damn hot outside.
I made the mistake of taking the top down as I
rode
in. Oh,
man, would you fry some eggs in your front seat?
Yeah, I saw my forehead in the rearview mirror and went, oh, Lord. Like, sweating and it's getting burned. And it's like, okay, not making that mistake again.
Man, it is like, I can't believe how hot it is. And it's that... Is that radiating heat? The sunlight is going through the humidity and hitting you and catching you on fire.
It's bad.
I'm looking for spontaneous combustion sometimes today of little Danny Morris. 272-9228, that's where we are. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. By the way, stock market is down 78 points. And, let me see what the temperature is outside. I don't think degree-wise it's that hot. It's 93. Heat index-wise, it's like off the charts. I mean...
Yeah, it is bad.
It is really bad. Really, really, really bad. Okay, so any caller today can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And... They've got great stuff. I'm heading down to go get some Silver King corn after the show. I got to drop by East Chase and then head on down to Sweet Creek Farm Market. And I'm going to be ready to go. I mean, like, ready to go. Do that corn. Yeah, I know. Had the leftover steak and salad last night. It was delicious. Okay, let's pick up. We have the Jeffrey Epstein saga that... And I'm a little suspicious of this whole thing. The way the media is playing this, it's, you know, there's all this news that's out there, and they really are centrist focus on Epstein. And I don't know if they think that they're going to bring it. There's going to be Epstein plus a whole bunch of other people that are going to fall with this thing. They're hoping one's going to have an initials DJD.
I focused on Epstein last night on my show, but it was more on the... If he did these things, like this sort of crime is up there with some of the worst things you could do.
He did them.
Right. There's a lot of smoke here. And all
well,
the
rumors
what's
amazing,
are here.
Whether you're listening to CBS or MSNBC or CNN, everybody goes, everybody knew it.
Right.
And I'm kind of going, what?
And the angle you're bringing up is interesting. It's almost like they're not focusing on him. It's more like, ooh, who's he going to give up?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to get into that when we get into the story. But first, we missed a story yesterday. We didn't get to it. And that is on the Starbucks situation with cops. This isn't good. I'd love to get your opinion of this.
But we're going to begin this half hour with this. Starbucks is apologizing to an Arizona police department after six officers were apparently asked to leave a store on the 4th of July. Now, this was because a customer said the officers made him feel unsafe. The coffee giant faces a growing backlash online. It includes the hashtags Dump Starbucks and Boycott Starbucks. Jamie Yukas is outside the Starbucks in Tempe, Arizona, where it took place. So, Jamie, help us understand. This isn't the first time that Starbucks has been criticized for its treatment of customers. So what's the company's response this time?
Yeah, Gail, it's not. Starbucks released a statement calling the incident completely unacceptable. And it also mentioned that it's actually in the past partnered with the Tempe police to host the community outreach event, Coffee with a Cop. Now, it sent executives here to apologize face to face.
The Association for the Tempe, Arizona Police Department says on the 4th of July, six officers were enjoying their drinks at this Starbucks ahead of their holiday shift when a barista asked them to leave because a customer complained their presence made him feel unsafe. After the officers left, the association tweeted, several of those cops are veterans who fought for this country. Hashtag zero respect. Alongside a dump Starbucks image, it's a message that quickly began trending online, along with the hashtag boycott Starbucks. Association President Rob Ferraro later went on Fox News and clarified his organization's stance.
We're not asking for a boycott of Starbucks, and we don't want the employee fired. Hopefully this is a learning opportunity and we can move forward.
Okay, several little key issues there. So they're about to start their 4th of July shift. The person that was complaining was a he.
Mm-hmm.
Said he wanted them out of his sight. Starbucks has had some PR issues here. You remember the guy in New York? The three black guys who were going to mean they have him arrested? It's amazing to me. So, several police officers go to a Starbucks, and that offends somebody?
Yeah, and who did it offend exactly?
Yeah, who is this guy that they offended? Because this is a guy.
Well, he's just not like uniforms. I mean, he's probably wearing one.
only past 12 midnight.
Right.
And only at the club.
Ugh.
I just don't get this. I do not get this.
Well, and they seem to keep having these stories. Like, it doesn't seem to happen to all sorts of other name brands. At least, like, McDonald's, weird things happen at McDonald's, and you'll see a viral video, but McDonald's doesn't get the heat. There's something, Starbucks. Maybe Starbucks, it's because they put themselves out there as this, like, ever-vigilant, ethical company that's very active and, you know, culturally minded and socially minded. That maybe is why they get a lot of the heat.
I don't know. This is quite disturbing, quite disturbing. Let's play the second part of this story.
Some people are also backing the customer who complained. On Twitter, one user wrote, I don't feel safe around the police ever. You need to work harder to earn our respect and trust. And another wrote that perhaps the customer felt unsafe because of a history of racial profiling and police brutality in Arizona.
Let me see your hands!
In January, a Tempe police officer shot and killed a 14-year-old boy suspected in a burglary. Police say he was carrying an airsoft replica handgun. The shooting drew outrage in the community. The officer resigned, and the shooting is being investigated.
Well, what did they do?
Last year, two black men at this Starbucks in Philadelphia were arrested after a white employee called police on them while the men were waiting for a business meeting inside the store. Philadelphia PD later apologized.
I think what occurred was reprehensible at every single level.
In an interview with Gayle King shortly after, former Starbucks executive chairman Howard Schultz also apologized. In response, Starbucks closed its more than 8,000 stores for a day so employees could participate in racial sensitivity training.
I want to personally apologize for anyone who has ever felt anything other than respect and dignity in our stores.
The customer and officers involved in this incident here in Tempe have not been identified, but according to the New York Times, they are all white men. The department tells CBS News it met with Starbucks executives yesterday and will continue to talk today as they work together to strengthen their relationship.
Man. Says, and the guy who's running this place wants to be president of the United States? A Oh, Swalwell dropped out. I know you're sad about that.
Yeah, the smarmiest man in politics. I don't understand that. Like, you know me, I don't pull too many punches when it comes to, like, if the police do something wrong, I'm ready to say, I'm not the fraternal order of police. I'm like, yeah, you can't just stand by your man. If he did something wrong, he needs to be investigated and found out.
I'm in.
But I don't know where some people come from where it's like, all cops are bad now.
All cops are bad.
What?
Exactly. If you put your uniform on, you're a bad person. And also, by the way, note to self here. If you're going to break into a house, don't break in with an air pistol, okay? You know what could happen? You could get shot. It could be mistaken that you're breaking into a house and you have a weapon in your hand. So you're committing a crime and you may have a weapon in your hand. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing today?
I'm really good.
Hey, there's a young man. I don't usually listen to rap music or anything like that, but there's a young man. His name is Tom McDonald, and I actually accidentally found him on a website I was looking at called, it was the Trump Republican website on Facebook. Well, he raps and does things like that, and he actually has a message, and I think that's something a lot of people should go and check out. I mean, I know a lot of the older people, they're not going to like the rap and stuff like that, but it's a lot of, you know, listen to the message he's got, and he's saying everything we're saying. He's just putting it into I don't want to say millennial, but
he's putting it into rap. He's rapping.
Yeah, he's putting in the rap, but he's saying it to where the younger generations can understand it. You know, because he's part of that generation.
Give me his name again.
Tom, T-O-M, and he spells his last name, McDonald, is M-A-C-D-O-N-A-L-D. The song you want to look for first is called Politically Incorrect.
Okay, I'm on it.
All right, Dan.
You have a good one.
You too, bud. Thank you.
Yeah, that popped up pretty fast. Let's go to Soulja Boy.
E-I-E-I-O.
How are you, buddy?
With a rapper here and a tapper there.
Don't quit your day job.
Okay. Good advice. I didn't need that advice. I knew that advice. Hey, I love the inflammatory language that the media, the far left supported media gives out there. It's black. It's white. I'm still in the old story, all lives matter. Does it really matter if it's a black person shot by a cop or a white person shot by a cop? Does it matter? No. And where is Black Lives Matter? Where are they in Chicago? How many killings did we have on the 4th of July, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, we keep saying the same old thing over and over and over again. I'm just stunned that somebody in Starbucks in Tempe, Arizona, which I'm familiar with, in between Phoenix and Scottsboro, this just amazes me that six cops go to a Starbucks and a guy wants them out of his sight because they're there. It's
their
physical presence.
It's
an employee. It's an employee.
Okay.
No. It's a customer.
Well, you hear those stories on Facebook all the time. Cops going to these fast food restaurants and telling them they won't be served at Taco Bell or someplace. And next thing you know, everybody's apologizing left and right. These are just individuals who've got nothing better to do than project out their personal hostilities on a customer. Maybe they need to be in a warehouse where they don't have to deal with people.
Well, just the fact of someone's presence offends you, that you got some issues then. If that is like, I heard somebody describe it as like punching me in the gut. If that's like punching you in the gut, you are a little weenie.
Well, you know, what's amazing is that especially the Hollywood left crowd, they're always talking about, you know, people doing body shaming, making comments of people's, you know, shapes and everything. But you notice one thing? I see all the pretty people hanging around the pretty people on these TV shows. I haven't seen one overweight, ugly male or female ever doing the sports casting or doing the news. They always got the pretty people out there.
Of course.
That is so hypocritical. It's pathetic. If you're so anti, you know, body shaming, but then you turn around and you only want a certain, you know, shape and size and color of an individual, you're exactly what you're preaching against the hate for. It's just that the hypocrisy is just getting overwhelmed, and if people can't see it, and I think they can, and but I get to a point where I don't even want to listen to the news anymore. I just, it just gets so degrading.
Degrading? Well, it's, and again, when we get into the Epstein story and also the Mueller testifying story, I think there are two twists to this whole thing. And the media is overdoing this Epstein stuff. I was shocked at how much airtime it was getting.
Were you really shocked, Dan? Or deep down, were you weren't really shocked, were you?
Well, they've just kind of given up all pretense that they're actually reporting the news. What they're doing is they're reporting issues that they think are going to advantage them somehow.
I listened to this lady last night. She was on Fox, and she made a good point. She says, the left has gone so far left extreme, even Barack Obama's starting to look like a conservative.
Oh, my God. It's, what's happening?
We've gone from left liberal to, you know, progressive far socialism. And there's a big difference.
Yep, so it goes.
All right. Thanks for letting me vent today, guys. I'm going to feel better. I'm going to go back to work.
You go back to work, Soldier Boy. Go make a lot of money.
I'm going to sing, too.
Yeah, don't do that. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, coming back with Sam right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Dan.
You're so welcome.
Yes, sir. I'm standing here watching a rain front bear down on me.
Where are you?
I'm just east of Troy, out toward the Banks area, and the cloud is big, black, and white as all outside. It's run me up on the porch, and I've rolled up all the way. Anyways, when I was going to chime in about the Starbucks, when I'm in Montgomery, I love to go buy Starbucks. And, you know, I'm paying just for the experience. That is, you know, I go in there and I sit around and leer at the pretty girls and that kind of thing. But the whole thing with this guy getting upset about the police, I figure in Arizona, he must have been one of our undocumented guests. That's all I can figure. And he was nervous. He's heard about this big roundup coming, and he's looking at them police, and they look at him. And who knows? You know, we've come a long way from the day. You know, what happened to, you know, business, they love, the police used to drink coffee and eat for free in places. And I assume some places still do, because you want them to come in and frequent a business and be seen. And it just, that was my two cents and thoughts about that. What do you think?
Well, you may be right with that. I'm just shocked that that somebody would be offended that six police officers are there. I mean, that just absolutely incredible to me.
Also, really got my goat was, and y'all mentioned it earlier, was a few months back when Starbucks, they didn't back up the manager at that place that ran the homeless out. You know, manager's supposed to be the walking boss of the store, and you got a bunch of homeless hanging around. Yeah, you know, you run them out, and I can remember being in D.C. where they had, you know, 20-minute time limits posted on tables and whatnot. It's Starbucks, God bless them, but I don't know. Anyways, I hope you had a good holiday.
I had an outstanding holiday. How about you?
Got my first cooking of figs going. I'm talking about good. Yeah, I know y'all like to hear about good stuff. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to can up a few here, but the first batch we just cooked off for the family, and everybody got them a jar. And excelento.
I like that.
Yes, sir. Could you sweet creep me, please?
Sweet creep you. You got it. I like that terminology. Sam, give me your month and day of birth.
Yes, sir. It's 3/5.
You got it, Sam. You're in, buddy.
Man, I hope y'all have a great afternoon.
You too. Take care. Be careful of that storm. That's when I was driving in from Prattville, there was just this gigantic nimbostratus cloud that went up like to 40,000 feet. And lightning was coming out of it. I was going, oh, man, I didn't get my cushions in. They're going to be flying all over the place. And it poured for like 3 minutes.
Right.
And then it's like they turned the faucet off.
Well, this time of year, Greg and I were actually out back on his the thinking stoop, and we were seeing clouds like that pop up before they'd even show up on the radar. It's amazing how quick these things pop up and then rain themselves out.
Well, you get to, having been a pilot before, you get these thermals coming up and just this huge amount of hot air coming up, and it mixes and it just creates one of these gigantic clouds. And when you're a pilot, you're close to this. You're watching it form in front of you. It'll scare the hell out of you. I ain't even driving. I'm even flying in that. News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show. We'll be back right after this. Come on
and feel away. The Dan Morris Show.
Like this, we wouldn't have to.
you're going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta, under pressure to resign by some Democrats for approving a lenient plea deal for accused child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein when he was a federal prosecutor in Florida, has sent out a tweet now saying, "The crimes committed by Epstein are horrific, and I am pleased that New York prosecutors are moving forward with a case based on new evidence." The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, said this morning,
"Instead of prosecuting a predator and serial sex trafficker of children, Acosta chose to let him off easy."
And says he should resign or be fired by President Trump. Two-time presidential candidate Ross Perot died, 89 years old. Another billionaire businessman, Tom Steyer, is joining this Democratic Party presidential race.
If you think that there's something absolutely critical, try as hard as you can and let the chips fall where they may. And that's exactly what I'm doing. My name's Tom Steyer. I'm running for president.
This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Interesting forecast for the next few days. First, a heat advisory today with a high around 97 and a heat index above the 105 danger range. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in rather decent supply like yesterday, mainly afternoon and evening. Tonight's low 77. Tomorrow, more scattered storms, high 95. Then things get interesting as we increase the rain chances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as a frontal system interacts with what will become a tropical storm in the northern Gulf of Mexico later this week. We're watching this situation carefully, and you can follow along on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yes, 272-9228. That's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey. Thanks for taking my call.
Doug, how are you today?
Great. I'm great. Trying to beat the heat.
Yeah, let me tell you. In your business, is the cab air conditioned?
All of them are. We do have some equipment that we only use during breakdowns, like a man lift where it can lift two men up and do repairs. But our boss is so kind-hearted. If it breaks down after 10 a.m., then we shut that down, and then we come to work at 6 a.m. and finish it then. But
like
all of our regular, it's all cabbed and air-conditioned. I am not going to defend the Starbucks employees. Joey will probably remember this. My son is, his birthday is 11-28-88. I think Joey's is like 3 to 6 days different than that. I don't know what generation that is. They all seem to have
millennial. That's millennial.
And so and this is not derogatory towards Joey, but I'll just give you an example of the mindset of my son that'll soon be 30. Let's see, Joey. Oh, you're going to be old. You're going to be 31 this year.
Yes.
The first time my son got in trouble with the law, this is what they call it. He caught a drug paraphernalia ticket. I don't even know what was in the vehicle at the time. Upset me and his mother. And then the next time, he ran a stop sign. Did not tell me. Did not tell his mother. 18 months later, I don't remember, Dan, what the original traffic ticket was. But $1,300 later, we got him straight with Vestavia and got his license reinstated. Now, both of those two incidences, my son was completely responsible for his consequences, and he doesn't have that mindset anymore. He did when he was in his late teens and early 20s. And I'm not defending them. I'm just trying to help maybe you and I of our age and our generation maybe understand why. And I will assume all the responsibilities of my son until he started to grow up at about age 25. And what I mean by that is that something I did lacking as a father, I think, created that. It's just kind of a different opinion on that. Like I say, I'm not defending anything. It's just, I think that's why these kids in their early, mid, and late 20s, that's why they have the mindset. I'm blaming it on me. I'm not blaming it on parents in general.
But let me back you up here just to make sure understanding you. So are you saying someone has a run-in with the law and then then in some future date, they don't want to be able to, they want to get law enforcement out of their presence. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Because even though, now, my son, right around the corner from age 31, he is now, in my mind, his mind is almost, the maturity of his mind now matches his birth date, if that makes any sense.
It does, absolutely.
But his mindset in his early and mid and late 20s was, I hate the popo, I like the blue. This is what they did to me. And I'm like, no, son, they did not do anything to you. You were raised to know that every decision you make in life comes with a consequence. And when you become 19, it can get you in trouble with the law. I said, but prior to that, at age 16, if you're licensed to operate a vehicle, you can get in trouble at a really early age. Some of the mindset, that's what my son had. The other comment I've got, I don't want to take up the whole segment. I don't call my source of information a media outlet. It's just nothing but information. But Epstein and Clinton and Uma Abedin, and I can't remember if it was her laptop or Wiener's laptop, all of that sickness has been on what I would call Trump's very outer ring of his radar. This was brought to my attention in October of 17, and now exactly what's going to happen now, I don't know. I really don't know. Aren't you fixing the shift? And
we're gonna get in on Epstein. We're just about to start that.
Okay. All right. Well, let me let you get to that. Thank y'all for taking my call.
Thanks,
y'all.
Doug,
stay cool in the attic with no static.
There you go. News 793.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. Okay, so let's do Jeffrey Epstein. This was the CBS lead this morning on CBS Morning Show.
We begin with this. Prosecutors are urging more women to come forward in the sexual abuse case against Jeffrey Epstein. He's a well-connected billionaire financier. The 66-year-old is charged with sex trafficking and conspiracy. Now, prosecutors say the alleged sex ring may have involved dozens of underage teenage girls.
Epstein pleaded not guilty yesterday in New York City, 11 years after accepting a secret plea bargain for similar charges in Florida. His lawyer says the case was settled then, and New York prosecutors want essentially a do-over. Mola Lenghi is outside Epstein's home in Manhattan. Mola, people were wanting to read this indictment all weekend. What did we learn from it?
Well, good morning, Tony. The indictment claims that Jeffrey Epstein knew that some of the young girls he preyed on were just 14 years old, and that in some cases he used the victims to recruit even more young women and grow his network of sexual abuse.
The alleged behavior shocks the conscience.
The newly unsealed indictment alleges Jeffrey Epstein started abusing underage girls in 2002 with alleged encounters at his New York City mansion and Palm Beach estate. According to prosecutors, victims were initially recruited to provide massages to Epstein, which would be performed nude or partially nude, and typically include one or more sex acts.
The girls were recruited in a variety of ways, usually by employees of Epstein and sometimes by fellow victims. The victims typically received hundreds of dollars in cash.
Okay, and what I'm curious about is why is this at the level of importance to the networks? It's, we had the Weinstein, got a lot of issues there with a particular community here. But the way they're playing this is just, it seems that they're kind of overdoing it. And it's kind of like, and maybe it's the combination, maybe it's the wealthy guy, multi-billionaire, and the sex issue again, the sex sells, as they say, and here is another case of a man violating a woman, and that kind of, and then you have the political intrigue that's involved in it. So maybe that's what the rap is on it. So let's continue on. We're going to talk about Jeffrey Epstein and the raid that happened.
Over the weekend, federal agents forced their way into Epstein's $77 million New York City townhouse. You can see the damage to the door. During their search, investigators say they discovered at least hundreds and perhaps thousands of sexually suggestive photographs. Some were allegedly in a locked safe containing compact discs with handwritten labels such as Girl Pics Nude. Epstein pleaded guilty to sex abuse in 2008. Then U.S. Attorney Alex Acosta negotiated a secret plea deal with Epstein's attorneys that required the former investment banker to register as a sex offender and serve 13 months in a Florida county jail. Today, Acosta works as President Trump's Secretary of Labor. Acosta defended the plea deal during an April budget hearing.
The facts in this case were presented to a grand jury that actually recommended a charge that would have carried no jail time at all. And at the end
do
of
you
and
regret
at the,
making and this at the, deal in secret?
And at the end of the day,
do you regret making this deal in secret?
Congresswoman, if I could finish. If at the end of the day, Mr. Epstein went to jail.
Okay, so his argument is the recommendation was no jail time at all, and so at least he got him 13 months in jail, though it be a county jail, and he had 12 hours could go do work release, and he would basically spend the night, go back and go spend the night in jail. I know. This thing's unusual. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Yeah, I think this is a combination of things, and I think you heard a little bit of it there. You got this rich white billionaire who is abusing, young girls. You've got the combination of the Me Too movement. And then on top of that, I guarantee you they're going to try to make connections to Trump.
Oh, yeah. It's like I said yesterday. They're going to put Trump at the scene of the crime.
Yeah, they're going to completely ignore. They've already absorbed, Clinton put out his statement. Oh, I only made four trips on that plane. I never saw a thing.
Yeah, but then they got a log and found out he made
right.
26 trips.
26, right. And even Hillary made some trips on it, which really creeped me out. That just makes my screen crawl thinking about that.
You just ruined my lunch there.
Yeah, boy, that Chinese is turning inside me now. But that's their ultimate goal, is to connect this to Trump. And, because Trump, I guess, made one trip on his aircraft where he hitched a ride back from Florida to New York or something.
I think it was like in 2002.
Yeah, something way back then, yeah. And so that's going to be, what they're going to push. They're going to basically completely exonerate and ignore the whole Clinton thing or any Democrat that was involved in it and connect only the Republicans and especially Trump.
Well, again, it seems that they are looking this looking at this as kind of a pathway somewhere else. And maybe you're right. It's the, I said yesterday, they're going to put Donald Trump at the scene of the crime, whether he was there or not. But
right.
they are, it's like they're putting so much energy into this thing.
Yeah. With, and I think it's just wishful thinking. I think they're just, taking a shot in the dark and hoping that they can make it stick, like with a lot of things. And from what I understand, on that trip that Trump took, I think Epstein wasn't even on the aircraft. I think, the aircraft just happened to be, where Donald needed a, trip back to New York, I guess, spur of the moment or whatever, and Epstein made his aircraft available to him, and I don't think Epstein was even on the aircraft with him when he flew back, from what I've read.
Son, I think it's a family member, and I think it might be a son.
Yeah, I think his son was with him, and that's just what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that's what they're fishing for, ultimately trying to make some connection there that they hope will stick, again, is something against Trump.
Well, they are, what has Trump done wrong today? Well, they really are, and I was kind of surprised at the energy level they're putting into this. And
I really, again, but that's the Democrat way, You put the full shot on one, you take your chances with one shot, and you basically throw it out there, and this is, it's kind of like with AOC, again, with, the Republicans, and the border, people are all Nazis and run concentration camps. They make these just broad, just disgusting statements, hoping that it'll stick, and rather than building a case, and trying to make a point, with lesser dramatic statement, that's just not the Democrat way of handling things.
Yeah, they love the drama. They love the drama.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, did you catch any of Hannity last night?
I did.
Did you catch the very end where he was talking about the liberals and removing the history of America, trying to, in his closing statement?
I did not see that part because when I was looking at the tape of it, they had rejoined the tape and they repeated the end of the show was the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I just caught like the last 10 minutes. And I was telling my wife, I said, I've always said this about liberalism, that liberalism is a religion, and you have your religious fanatics who are the liberals.
Right.
And I told her, I said, what other religious fanatic organization in the last few years has made it their cause to destroy history wherever they were?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's what they
ISIS.
Did.
I mean, ISIS, as they took territory, tried to completely wipe out any historical monuments, any historical documents, anything that was against their dogma.
Yeah.
And that's what liberals are doing.
Interesting comparison.
Yeah.
Good job, David.
Okay.
You have a good one. News Channel 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show. Must have been through about a million girls. I love them and I leave them alone. I didn't care how much they cried, no sir. Their tears left me cold as a stone.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I have to ask Mr. Don Rickard, what's going on at Brubaker Motors? I've been in Troy, Clanton, Birmingham, even in Tuscaloosa, and everywhere I go, I'm seeing cars with Brubaker stickers on them.
Well, it's two things. Our minimum pricing policy is part of it. We'd rather sell 1,000 vehicles and only make $100 than sell 100 cars and make $1,000. We price our vehicles to fit your budget so you can drive away in the car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted. The second thing is just simple hospitality. No gimmicks and no fine print. Our secret isn't really a secret at all.
What do you mean?
We respect all our customers and treat them fair. To put it in layman's terms, we just always do what is right.
That's it? Just good old Southern hospitality?
You got it. It's actually become the Brubaker way, and people appreciate that.
Stop and see for yourself. Brubaker Kia, Brubaker Infinity, and Brubaker Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. Or visit them online at Brubaker.com. See firsthand why it's a better buy at Brubaker.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
You're no good, heartbreaker.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, let's go to this last part of the story. Then we're going to have a legal analyst that's going to be weighing in on this. But listen how they kind of wrap this up. And again, powerful people and kind of had the Clinton-Trump thing here.
Over the years, Epstein's established relationships included President Trump and former President Bill Clinton, who rode Epstein's private jet in the early 2000s. His spokesman said the trips were related to work with the Clinton Foundation, adding, President Clinton knows nothing about the terrible crimes Jeffrey Epstein pleaded guilty to in Florida some years ago, or those with which he has been recently charged in New York. He's not spoken to Epstein in well over a decade. Attorney David Boyce represents three of Epstein's alleged victims.
They hope that Mr. Epstein and the people who worked with him and enabled him are finally brought to justice. And this looks like an important first step in having that happen.
Now, the White House has not responded to requests for comment, and the Department of Labor has yet to respond to CBS News' requests for comment about Secretary Acosta's involvement in the case. Epstein's expected to make his next court appearance on Thursday for a bail hearing, and prosecutors are requesting that he remain in custody until his trial. They say his extraordinary wealth, that his access to private jets, his homes abroad, and his lack of family ties in the U.S. here, Gail, make him an extreme flight risk.
Yeah, I can see that without a doubt. It's, I mean, if you've got billions of dollars and you've got a place that's on your own private island, which I'm not sure what the extradition world would be like in that.
Right.
And you've got private airplanes and you've got friends in high places, I would definitely think it'd be a flight risk.
Yeah, it's obvious. Like, come on, guys. I guess the bail hearing will be 6 days from now, next week sometime.
So let's listen to the CBS legal analyst talk about this.
CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman joins us at the table to discuss. You know, the charges, Ricky, are pretty disgusting, but they've been disgusting for a long time. And his attorney, one of his attorneys, is saying this is essentially a do-over. So do you think it's that? And if not, what makes this different?
Well, the expected defense move would be to say, we'll file a motion to dismiss because this has all been litigated before, and he was given immunity back in 2008 by the Southern District of Miami in the federal prosecution when a 53-page indictment just went away. It was dismissed. He got to do 13 months on one state count of a solicitation of prostitution. So he went from being a predator to simply being a John of the 13 months, by the way. He
so
used
why,
to go to
why
work.
Now? Why
so,
now?
He went six days a week.
Yeah. 6 days a week. So yep. What you have now is the defense says this is a do-over. We already got immunity. Southern District of New York simply says, look, he had an agreement with the Southern District of Florida that does not bind the Southern District of New York. That's going to be the biggest piece of litigation here. Now they are looking for new victims, so they may have some new charges.
So the phones, let's go to Tricia. Tricia, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How are y'all today?
Great. And you?
good. I had a question for you. I heard the other night on the news that the Homeland Security Department, the Labor Department, I don't know where that came from.
Labor Department, Homeland Security, they're around the corner from each other.
Yeah. Okay, the Labor Department is over human trafficking. Like, that's one of the issues they deal with. Is that true?
I knew a lot of employees in the Labor Department. I've never heard that before.
Yeah. If it is true, that brings a whole other question to this whole fiasco and why.
That sounds like somebody's trying to connect some dots that I'm not sure are there.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Okay, I would think that human trafficking would be over the FBI. FBI would be over that or something, some agency like that, not Labor Department.
That's what I was thinking, too. I thought that was real strange.
Where did you hear that?
So, it must have been on Fox News, because that's all I listen to besides y'all. So. But I don't know what show it was, if it was Steve Hilton Sunday night or what. But I thought it was a strange thing for someone to say.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right to me, as they would say.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. Didn't sound right to me either.
Okay. There are two of us agree, so we have 100% vote here. You have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling.
All right, you too. Bye.
Thanks. News on 93.1 FM. Guess we're out of time here, huh? Out of time for the hour, boys and girls. Hey, don't forget about Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass in Prattville location. Looking for a brand new car or truck? Need to go by and see Duke Brubaker, Don Rickard, and tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. They've got great deals on trucks. They are wheeling and dealing, and they're ready to make you happy. So go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. We're going to be back after our top of the hour break.
I love you.
The Dan Morris Show.